Knock, knock.
Trick or treat, who are you?
What are you saying?
Hello, Eugenio. Don't you remember? Today is the 31st of October.
Ah, that's true. Today is Halloween, and Teacher Rudong is here too.
Yes, let's ask him about Halloween.
Hello, Rudong. In New York, do you celebrate Halloween the same day as in Spain?
Yes, Halloween is also celebrated on the 31st of October in New York.
How long is the Halloween celebration in New York?
Halloween celebration lasts a day. However, many people prepare weeks in advance.
What do you usually do in Halloween?
On Halloween night, it's a custom to have a Halloween parade in Greenwich Village, Manhattan, where many people dress up as their favorite character and celebrate.
What's your favorite Halloween character?
My favorite Halloween character is myself.
Do you decorate your houses for Halloween?
Many people in New York decorate their houses with pumpkins and ghosts on their front lawn for Halloween.
Do you go trick-or-treating?
I went trick-or-treating when I was your age, but not anymore.
Do you give sweets on Halloween?
It is customary for houses and stores to give candy on Halloween.
Did you celebrate Halloween last year in Spain?
I did. Everyone's costumes and makeup were fantastic.
Do you like Halloween?
I like Halloween because everybody is so talented and creative with their costumes and makeup.
And now, let's ask him more questions about New York.
What's the most symbolic place of New York City?
There are many symbolic places in New York City. I recommend going to a deli and getting a bacon, egg, and cheese on a roll for an authentic New York City food experience.
Is there a lot of people and a lot of traffic?
Yes, there are a lot of people and a lot of traffic.
What's your favorite place in New York?
My favorite place in New York City is all the ethnic markets. I get to experience other cultures through their food, and it's the most special thing in New York City. See my face in
lights, on my name, a monkey. How tall is the Statue of Liberty?
That's a good question. I don't know, but it's big enough for everyone to see when they take the train and cross the Manhattan Bridge.
When was the Statue of Liberty built?
The statue was built in the 1800s. It was a gift from France to celebrate the end of slavery and is now seen as a symbol of freedom and welcoming of immigrants.
Can we go into Statue of Liberty?
Yes, you can. You can visit the Statue of Liberty by taking a boat to Liberty Island, where the statue is located.
Are there animals in New York Central Park?
Yes, there are horses, squirrels, and lots of dogs in Central Park.
How tall is the Empire State Building?
The Empire State Building has 103 floors in total.
Someone sleeps tonight. Do you like to live in New York City?
Every city has its pros and cons. In New York, I like that I have access to so many different cultures and foods without having to travel to another country.
Concrete jungle. What did you study?
I studied computer science and mathematics.
What is the largest building? How tall is it?
The tallest building in New York City is One World Trade Center, located in downtown Manhattan. The building is 541 meters tall and has 104 floors.
What's your favorite part of New York?
My favorite part of New York City is the diversity. I can learn so many languages and about so many cultures across the world from people all over the world with different experiences.
Are the schools in New York the same as in Spain?
No, the school systems are different in New York City. In Spain, school is mandatory until 4th of ESO when they reach 16 years old. In the United States, however, school is mandatory until 12th grade of high school when they reach 18.
Oh, I want to go to New York!
Me too! Thank you for home!